Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask and you will receive. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. There is in the world, there is all around us, we are surrounded, if you will, by the grace of God. In the church, the idea is called the prevenient grace, the grace that precedes the sacraments. And so God is calling all people to himself. And this is what our Lord, I think, is alluding to here. When he talks about whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. We will make our dwelling in him. Now, there is certainly a need for the coming of Christ and the gift of the sacraments and the proclamation of the word and all of those things. But there is a power, if you will, calling people to that encounter. And, you know, you and I, we continue to seek, don't we? We continue to ask. We continue to knock. And that is truly what we are encouraged to do throughout our lives, understanding that we are on the way and in the way. Jesus is the way. We're in Christ, and we're on our way. I want to talk a little bit about the Acts of the Apostles. And I mentioned a few days ago, the Acts of the Apostles kind of takes up the story of the church, the early, you know, first 80 years or so of the church. I'm not exactly sure when it ends. It ends, they say, before the destruction of Jerusalem, because the destruction of Jerusalem is not recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. And it's also probably ends before the martyrdom of Peter and Paul, because those two events are not recorded in the Acts of the Apostles. But nonetheless, we're getting the early history, and it started with, Peter was the central character, and then we were introduced to Paul, and now Paul is the central character. And so Paul and Barnabas are going through Galatia, and they are proclaiming the gospel, and sometimes they make friends, and sometimes they make enemies, okay? And it starts with these words today. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. Well, then off they go to the next city down the road, and what does Paul do? Paul heals somebody. And Paul is the man of the hour. They want to bring out the cattle, and they want to put the flowers, and they want to worship Paul as a god. And what is Paul's response to that? Remember Adam's sin? What was Adam and Eve's sin? To be like God. And Paul's response to that is, no, you don't worship me. I'm just a human being. And then he's going to get on to them about worshiping these false gods. And guess what they're going to do tomorrow to Paul? Guess what's going to happen to Paul tomorrow? Remember, they were going to try to stone him in Iconium. Well, they're going to stone him now, you know. So he makes friends, and then he makes enemies, you know. But so the story of the Acts of the Apostles is good. I just want to encourage you to try to sometime, again, sit down and read the story, the narrative, so that when you hear these little pericopes, these little chunks of it, you can put them together into the novel, if you will, that is. And today we remember St. Catherine of Siena. St. Catherine was a great reformer of the church. Do we need any reformers in the church in every age? You know, don't be waiting for the golden age. The golden age is now, and it was yesterday, and it'll be tomorrow. And the age that we need reform is now and yesterday and tomorrow. The kingdom is here. The Eucharist is here. We have many, many, many great gifts we should rejoice in. And we need reform bad. I mean bad. And so we pray that we drink deeply of the graces that God is bestowing upon the church, and we work for reform. And we ask for the intercession of St. Catherine of Siena, St. Paul, all the saints that were reforming humanity throughout the ages.